let me touch on one final area, and then we'll open up to audience questions. Renewables, and Linda, let me start with you. You were critical of Solyndra in your opening remarks, as the governor has been, obviously. But on the other hand, Governor Romney, when he was governor of Massachusetts, seemed to think there was a governor role in this area in encouraging that kind of activity. What is the definition of the, which you touched on earlier, what is the government role, if it's not Solyndra, in this area?
Well, I think it's a good question, and I don't know that I can set out a bright line, but I think a lot of it is dealing with sort of basic research, very high risk, that wouldn't be undertaken by other people. I know Arun Majindar explained to me that they were looking at a biofuels technology. I was like, oh, not another one of these cellulosic biofuels thing. And he's like, no, this is really different. This is algae that eats the SO2 from refinery off-put product, sort of a byproduct, a bad byproduct of refining, and turning that into an alcohol fuel. It's a completely outside-the-box solution that avoids some of the conflict between energy, food, and water that a lot of our current ethanol technologies pose. And I said, that's a role for government. That's something that sort of pre-venture capital. I think when government tries to partner with venture capital and be a venture capitalist, I mean, you or I could choose to invest some money with a venture capitalist knowing that even the best is going to have failure 50 or 60% of the time if you're good, right? But when we're using taxpayer dollars that people are legally obliged under penalty of law to contribute to the government, and we're making bets because people who are elected or even career officials at the Department of Energy in Washington think they can make better bets than people in the private sector whose job that is, that I think is where we have a problem.
So let me respond, because I think there's a couple things. One, when he was governor, the governor thought quite differently. He put money into the Canarca Solar Company, government dollars, that company went belly up. There's a whole record there that needs to be looked at. But more broadly, we got to understand this loan guarantee program came from the Energy Policy Act. Passed years ago, Linda and I both.
2005.
This was put into place. The Recovery Act added some dollars to this for loan guarantees. What the Energy Policy Act said is there will be innovative technologies that need some help getting commercialized. That Arun Majumdar over at ARPA-E can only take things so far in the research lab. And as I said earlier, getting those up to the point where plant number one is operating at full scale and the New York investment firms will then step in and start investing, that's very hard when you're looking at it. So my point is there's a reason to be doing this. The Solyndra represented 1.5% of the portfolio. There's $2.5 billion that was set aside. $2.5 billion that was set aside as part of the loan guarantee program to cover losses. 25% of that is now spoken for. The program is actually the portfolio seems to be ahead of where people expected it to be in terms of returns. So I think this is actually probably working the way it's supposed to work as Congress intended back in 2005.